The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. Abortion. Murder of the Innocent. August 23, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Woe to those who harm the little ones. Woe to those who slaughter my gifts. And woe to all who stand in agreement, says the Lord. For they are, and were created, sculpted delicately in fragile flesh, attached to the vine before their very conception. For it is the fool who says in her heart, there is no God, believing she answers only to herself, as she testifies aloud, saying, it is my body, my choice. You choose death, says the Lord. For the child within you is mine, even as you are mine also. Your body is not your own. All belong to the Lord. All answer to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord. The murder of the innocent leads to the death of the guilty, who carry the innocent within them. Take no part in their sin. For all who do, wear equally the guilt of the mother. All seek the penalty of death. From the lawmakers, to the voters, to the building owner, to the workers, to the suppliers, and finally to the father, if he does not take a stand to protect the unborn, who are without blame. Behold, they have brought the wrath of God upon their nation, upon their state, and upon their cities, calamity upon calamity, until I have laid them waste. Fierce is my anger, hot is my countenance. My little ones perish in all the earth. Whole generations slaughtered, multitudes of children murdered, day and night, without ceasing. Therefore have I brought forth, and appointed many days of sorrow, for this generation. Judgment. The great and terrible day of the Lord.